This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Moore.
At Wednesday afternoon's briefing, San Luis Obispo County's health officer reminded the public that all of California remains under a stay-at-home order and that the current big uptick in coronavirus cases in SLO County is attributed to travel, either infected people visiting or residents going elsewhere and bringing the virus back home. But since mid-June, Santa Barbara's tourism marketing branch has been advertising the city as, quote, open for travel, a campaign that has brought some criticism. Correspondent Sean Flannelly reports.
Visit Santa Barbara, a destination marketing organization for its namesake city, began promoting Santa Barbara as a travel destination on June 12th, when the county allowed for hotels to take in leisure travelers.
We have focused on encouraging safe and responsible tourism, and we've slowly returned to marketing the region with reduced funding.
Kathy Janega Dykes is the president and CEO of Visit Santa Barbara. She says many hotels are operating below capacity for the time being, and her organization is encouraging travelers to take advantage of outdoor spaces in the city. City Councilmember Oscar Gutierrez says he's had correspondence with many citizens expressing their disapproval of both Visit Santa Barbara's marketing and the city's attempted return to normalcy. Visit Santa Barbara receives funding from the city to attract tourists. Lindsay Cooney and Taylor Howard are both Santa Barbara residents.
A large portion of the people that travel to Santa Barbara come from Southern California, which is great typically, except that their virus numbers are much higher than ours right now. And in general, like during a pandemic, travel is not ideal. So, you know, having the city or the county say like, hey, everyone, come up here. I was like, oh my God, please don't do that.
My family owns a store on State Street, so we do depend on having tourists come in and buying things in our store. But I also believe that the city has done this prematurely, and it's now risking the health of everyone who lives here full time.
They voiced their concerns on Reddit, a platform some locals have turned to as an information resource and a discussion board during the pandemic. COVID-19 cases in Santa Barbara County continue to rise, adding over 1,300 in the last 2 weeks, according to the California Department of Health. That's a 50% increase. Councilman Gutierrez says there's been some unofficial talks of having to reclose parts of the city because of the spikes. But he also says that decision will ultimately come from the county. Gutierrez says he's worried for the health of Santa Barbara residents if the city stays open, but the businesses of Santa Barbara also may not survive a second shutdown.
Kind of like a mixed feeling of like, okay, yeah, let's open our city back up again to tourism. But also there's just this overwhelming sense of like worry as to whether or not it's the right thing to do.
Santa Barbara most recently shut down its beaches for the Independence Day weekend, an action directed by the state due to Santa Barbara County exceeding public health thresholds for reopening. Reporting for KCBX News, I'm Sean Flannelly.